And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. And we've got a guest, Bob, that's one of my favorite guests that we have, usually once a year. This gentleman will make time for us. So tell us who we got on the live line right now.
Good morning, Anthony. This is Bob. It's great to have you here. Anthony Imperato from Henry Repeating Arms. How are you, sir?
How are you, my friends? Good morning.
Yeah, good to hear your voice. I saw one of your commercials, and I thought, man, I got to text Anthony and see if he can take 10 minutes out and talk about the same thing you had on your commercial. So for all the people in Michigan here listening, we've got about maybe 15 stations here, people tuned in, and a lot of hunters and a lot of Second Amendment freaks like me and Jop, people who love guns. And yours is an American-made company, a success story, one of the oldest names in the firearms business. Tell us why somebody might want to have one of those under a Christmas tree this year.
Well, you know, Henry, made in America or not made at all, is our motto, as you know, and it's quite difficult to find a Christmas gift that is made in America these days. So, of course, we have our own selfish interests here, but we're going to promote Made in America. And this is giving a Henry for Christmas. It's a family heirloom. And it's not a gift that's just going to go in a drawer and be forgotten about. It's the gift that keeps on giving, and it's something that you'll remember 20 years later that Grandpa got his granddaughter a Henry, or the wife gave the husband a Henry. So we have so many great stories over these years of Henrys being gifted at Christmas time. I love it because it really strikes in an emotional chord with the family. And for me, it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, it doesn't. It really doesn't, because they're one of a kind. Now, for those of our listeners that aren't maybe completely familiar with your entire line of products, Henry brings an image to my mind of a lever-action repeating rifle. But there's much more than that, isn't there?
Yes, we have shotguns now, and we have over 200 SKUs. You know, for the holidays, if we want to categorize it, we've got, in fact, folks can go to henryusa.com, and we've got a Christmas gift guide. And they could also order that Christmas gift guide, which comes with two free decals. They just go to henryusa.com. But there's something for the youngsters, for the beginners, like our Henry Mini Bolt or the Muddy Girl, for the little bit more advanced youth, the Henry Lover Action Youth or the Golden Boy Youth. We have something for the cowboy action shooter, for the varmint hunter, for the medium game hunter. We've got the Henry Long Ranger for that big game hunter. And we've got shotguns. So there's a variety of things. And there's also a section on our tribute models. This is also an area where there are quite a few that are used for gifts: our law enforcement edition, our firefighter, our EMS edition, military service, American farmer, etc. So there's a whole bunch of, there's about 20 constituencies there that we celebrate in our Henry tribute editions. There's something there for the family, one way or the other, in our line. And if you're going to spend your hard-earned money on a Henry, there's a lifetime guarantee, and you've got my personal guarantee for 100% satisfaction.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, and I want to reiterate what Anthony just said. The quality of these things, Jop and I each have one, and the quality of them is just, I don't know, I get thrilled by Made in America anything, but when the quality is really that good and it's made in America,
right?
It's like, man, it just makes you so proud. And if you're going to give a gift and you have somebody in your family that wants a defensive weapon or wants to hunt or just wants, like you said, heirloom, my goodness, I have my grandfather's 1884 .33 Winchester. And that's heirloom in our family. And I just recently was contacted by a distant cousin who sent me a picture of something my grandfather hammered out and gave to his grandmother, my dad's sister. And it was an old sickle, but he forged it. And these were people at the turn of the century that could just make anything. And that 33 Winchester, that provided food for them when they came to this country.
Sure.
Because they moved to the UP,
sure,
and they ate venison.
Right. The Henry that I have, Anthony, is a lever action 30-30, but it's got, I think, is it a hexagon or an octagon barrel on it? And it's got a walnut stock and receiver.
We've got a variety of finishes now. Of course, we're known for using genuine American walnut and a very solid wood to metal fit, octagon barrel or round barrel. But we've got steel, aircraft aluminum, all-weather finish, silver finish, hardened brass finish, color case hardened finish. There's a flavor for you there that you're going to like. You know, there are guys that like, you know, the old-time color case, 1860s, 1880s look. Or we have the modern all-weather finish with the black wood stocks. We also have synthetic stocks now on our X models and what we call our side gate model. So there's the variety, and we take everything from 22 long rifle on up to 6.5 Creedmoor, and we've got a whole bunch of new stuff coming out in the next 3 to 5 years. A lot of exciting things on the drawing board. You know, Michigan has always been very good to us. I've been up in the UP with the folks at Whitetails Unlimited, or we did the 100th anniversary of the Michigan State Police gun going back just a few years ago.
Wow.
And, I've traveled through the state and always met lovely people there. So, and in fact, if anybody out there wants to email me, they can. It's anthony@henryusa.com. Don't be shy.
Right.
Just drop me a line.
Right. You're emailing the president and owner of the company, which is nobody lets you do that. And that's the real deal, guys, is you can send him a note and he will respond, because we've had many of our listeners do it.
So how does somebody get their hands on one of these guns? How do they buy them?
Well, we're very close to Christmas, so they've, normally I like to tell them to start by ordering the catalog and the Christmas guide, which they still can do at henryusa.com. But we also have a dealer locator, and if they go onto our website, they can see everything that we make, and they could find a local dealer in our area. You know, we have everybody from the big box stores to great independent dealers, and I don't want to slight anybody and forget, but Jay's in Clare, Michigan, and in Gaylord, and we, a good solid family-owned businesses also, besides the big guys that carry our stuff, Bass Pro, Cabela's, and a whole bunch of other sporting goods retailers. So
I don't think there's a hunter in Michigan that doesn't go to Jay's. They're just a phenomenal business.
Right.
Yeah.
And a lovely guy, the owner, JJ. But there's a whole bunch of great dealers on our website. They could easily find somebody that's close to them. Of course, there is a frenzy in the gun business, at this time, and then you compound that with Christmas. So I would suggest visiting the gun shop as opposed to calling, because these guys can't really even handle the phone calls at this point. But, we're shipping a lot of Henrys, and we'd like to see them under the tree, whether it's for the youngsters, for a deserving military service or law enforcement, or the guy that's the hunter or the outdoorsman or the plinker, etc.
We're on a hard break. Anthony Imperato from Henry Repeating Arms. I can't thank you enough for taking time with us. And hold the line. We'll talk to you soon, brother.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Anthony, great guy. He's got a legendary company, always been in America and always will be. That's really cool. But coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station. Bob's going to get out a trigger. We'll stick with you. Be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Today's man law. Always look at your buddy's girlfriend or wife as a sister. She can be a good-looking sister, but still a sister.
That's how you're going to keep your buddies your buddies.
Yeah.
Right? Easy enough.
Yeah.
Word up on that. So, what's next, Bubby?
Well, I was kind of thinking about talking to some pork belly. But
that's a hard thing to do. Pork belly. I've tried to figure that out, and I've not had success with it. I can't ever get it to dry out like I think it should, and the fat never solidifies for me. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong with it, but I've always said, you know, I'm going to smoke my own bacon, and I want to give this a try. And I buy a pork belly, and I smoke the living heck out of it, and it never turns out. You got any tips on that? Because I've ruined two or three.
How'd you brine them?
What?
How did you brine them?
Brine them? What do you mean brine them? Yeah, see? I didn't. That's the problem.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Why do you have to brine a pork belly?
Because you're trying to make bacon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So where I'm going is I've made that mistake.
Oh.
And you can too, but tell them how to do this
Yeah,
right.
You got
to
brine them. And
is that a sugar salt brine just like you,
if you
normally
have,
do?
It is. You can do it as simple as you want. And largely, the brine helps cure it because traditionally, bacon was brined and smoked and hung in a shed.
Right.
Just like prosciutto or hams or you know, ducks.
Right.
And geese. They did the same thing with, I've talked to chefs who say the old school Europeans would take a duck and they would nail it to the wall of a shed after it was dead. By the neck, and they just keep pulling on it every few days. And when the thing would separate from the head, that's when it was ready to cook. And that's when they gutted it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about pork belly. I want to talk about rotting duck on my shed wall.
The old school Europeans. I mean, that's what they did.
Right. So you're going to brine this in a sugar, salt, water mixture.
Right. And
you could put some aromatics in it or some maple syrup or something, or do you put that on after?
Sugar and salt.
Right.
That's all you need.
And your brine.
Yeah. It's bacon.
Right.
Don't mess with it.
Well, you see peppered bacon and you
whatever.
See other things.
Yeah. Don't ever maple bacon me.
Yeah. All right. All right.
Maple sauce. Come on. It's bacon.
Right. Don't ruin it.
Yeah. Even dog knows. So you want to brine it for at least 24 hours. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my Jacquard while it's in the brine and several times skin side down. I'm going to hit that fat layer with my Jacquard and I'm going to pound that brine into it. Because, back in the 70s when I moved to Grand Rapids, I worked at Vandenbrink Meats.
Yeah, you stole hams. We all knew that.
No, we just dropped them on purpose at work so we could eat
fumbly.
Them.
Fumbly fingered.
Every day one broke.
Right.
But I used to push these racks of pork bellies into the smoker, and 21 hours later, I'd bring them out. And if you've never had fresh bacon right out of the smoker, I hope you do before you go to heaven. Because yeah. ain't going to be bacon up there.
Okay. Not that good? That's only that's heaven on earth, that kind of bacon?
Van & Brink's was a phenomenal pork producer, and we made the Van & Brink loaf, which is basically Spam.
Right.
But it was ground up picnic with a special seasoning. Well, a picnic is the shoulder, the lower piece of
the front shoulder
of the shoulder, but we would smoke those and then grind them up and make a ham loaf, and you know that's what Spam is,
right?
It's really good.
Yeah, special ham.
Next week, Jop, what are we gonna do?
Well, I think we're gonna hit the holiday gifts. It'll give you a couple weeks before the holiday to find that special gift for the griller. So stay tuned with us for next week, and we will bring you some great holiday ideas for the griller. We appreciate you tuning in, and we'll talk with you next week.
See you.